Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Back-to-back championships are bloody hard, and maybe that's a reason why Kerry struggled yesterday, is that trying to get themselves back up to that height again this year is going to be an ongoing challenge throughout 2026.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look back at last night's action in the League of Ireland, including Dundalk's win over leader St Pat's. The Champions League quarterfinals kick off tonight with Arsenal away to Sporting and Real Madrid at home to Bayern. And we hear from former Shells man Jack Moylan, who helps Lincoln City seal promotion to the Championship. But first to events at Oriel Park yesterday. Dundalk beat league leader St Pat's 2-0 thanks to first half goals from Tyreek Wilson and Shane Tracy. Daryl Horgan was shown a red card in the second half for the home side for apparently wasting time. Dundalk are fourth, just 3 points behind Pats, who were the only team to beat last season's First Division champions. And speaking to LOI TV, Dundalk boss Kieran Colduff said that his side executed their game plan brilliantly.
I thought we were brilliant. I thought first half in particular, we had a game plan to kind of hurt them, and we did. We could have probably even scored a few more. The quality they possess is exceptional as well, so we had to be aware of their threats. At times they were always going to create chances. We just had to make sure we took ours when they came, and we took some of them. And it was a great performance all around. Obviously, with the see out the last 15 minutes, I felt a harsh red card on Daryl, obviously, for time wasting at that time of the game. He's not even that player either, so... We saw it out, kept a clean sheet and won the game.
The defeat ended a 7-game unbeaten run for Pats, who started that run against Dundalk at the end of February when they beat them 4-0 at Richmond Park. Pats are still top though on goal difference. Manager Stephen Kenny says it was a disappointing day against his former club, who had his son Owen Kenny in their starting 11.
Well, we're disappointed to lose the game. Of course, we had a great opportunity in the first couple of minutes to take the lead. Max Matta saved by the goalkeeper. I'm disappointed, obviously, it's a deflected effort for the first goal that made it almost impossible for Joshua Lang to get a hand to it, deflection off Jason McClellan. So we could have closed it down quicker, that scenario. And obviously the second goal has killed us, obviously Darren Nugent has slipped and we've lost it, and I think the second goal has killed us. So we had enough chances to get a goal back, and we missed the target a few times. So we're disappointed really with ourselves on the night, and we have to put it behind us and get ready for Friday.
And speaking of Friday, Off the Ball, we'll have live commentary of that game between St Pat's and Shamrock Rovers from Richmond Park. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff. You'll get all the build-up from 7 o'clock on News Talk and the Go Loud app. Shamrock Rovers got back to winning ways yesterday. They came from a goal down to beat Dublin rivals Shelburne 3-2 at Tallaght Stadium. Ali Coote had given Shells an early lead, but goals from Roberto Lopez, Michael Noonan and Graeme Burke saw Stephen Bradley's side take control. Jack Henry Francis did pull one back for Joey O'Brien's side. Speaking to Off the Ball's Ben Symes after the match, Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says his side improved in the second half.
Do you know what? The first half, I thought we were just okay in every aspect, and we knew that as a group by half time. Players are obviously top players, and they know when we're at our levels and when we're not. And I thought the first half we were just a little bit off, but second half we were a lot more like ourselves, and we obviously upped the gears and won the game.
That goal for Graeme Burke was his 100th for Rovers, and he said it was a proud moment for him.
Yeah, listen, I obviously love scoring goals, and to have scored my 100th goal for the club today is something that I'm really proud of.
Galway United came from behind to beat Drogheda United 3-2 at Sullivan and Lamb Park to move into fifth place. The Drogs slipped down to eighth. Kevin Doherty's side were 2-0 up, but goals from Francelli Lombotto, Chris Twardek and Axel Pysold secured back-to-back wins for Galway. And speaking to LOI TV, John Caulfield says after being a bit all over the place in the first half, they improved, especially when the subs came on.
Yeah, I suppose every game between us here is so tight, and we had a 3-2 a number of years ago and it was hard to fathom, but a 2-0 down after 20 minutes, it didn't look like we conceded the first minute. Two set pieces, like, in fairness to Drogheda, they're brilliant at that, but we didn't defend well, and we're a bit all over the place really, and that was disappointing because with the changes that can happen, but we had a lot of fresh players, we thought we'd put Drogheda under more pressure. But there was a difficult win, to be fair to Francis Lee Lombotta. He got a great goal out of nothing, And going to half time 2-1, I think we were pleased because we felt that the second half, with the way the wind was strong, the game would open up. And certainly the subs made an impact, there's no doubt about that. Twardick, Axel, Paisel, both coming off the bench, both scoring. That was important to us.
Bohemians remain unbeaten this season, but it's now 4 draws in a row. Bows were held to a 1-1 draw by bottom side Waterford at Dalymount Park. John Mahon put the away side ahead in the first half. Colm Whelan scored a second half penalty for the home side. Bows are second in the table on goal difference. Waterford are still bottom, but they have taken points off Bows and Shamrock Rovers in their last 2 games. The pressure remains on Derry City boss Tiernan Lynch. His side were held to a 0-0 draw by Sligo Rovers at the Showgrounds. Derry are 7th, 10 points off top spot. Sligo are 2nd from bottom, a point ahead of Waterford. In the First Division, Cork City maintained their unbeaten run with a 4-2 win over Kerry at Turner's Cross. Shawnee Maguire scored a hat-trick for Cork, who were 2-0 down at half-time. Cove Ramblers won 4-0 against Treaty United in the other All-Munster clash. Bray Wanderers remain in 2nd. They drew 2-2 at home to Finn Harps, finished 0-0 between UCD and Wexford. And Athlone Town won the Midlands Derby against Longford Town by 2-0. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says striker Victor Gyökeres is excited to face former club Sporting tonight in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. The Sweden international spent 2 seasons in Lisbon. He won 2 league titles before moving to North London last summer, and Arteta says Gyökeres has a lot of gratitude for tonight's opponents.
The way he talks about the club, the players, the staff, everybody around the club, the experience that he had, how important that part of his journey Sporting has been. And now it's Arsenal, it's the quarterfinals of the Champions League. He's never played at this level in the competition, and obviously you can imagine what it means to him.
Arsenal goalkeeper David Raya says they'll use recent back-to-back defeats as fuel for tonight's first leg. The Premier League leaders were knocked out of the FA Cup quarterfinals last Saturday against Southampton. They lost to Manchester City in the League Cup final before the international break. Raya says Mikel Arteta and his staff have played a huge part in helping the players bounce back.
Obviously they know what we need and what we want when obviously there's a defeat. Luckily we haven't lost that many games, but obviously we lost 2 important ones, and they have lifted us up as much as possible, and they know what they're doing, and they're really, really, really good at that.
Bayern Munich have been boosted by Harry Kane returning to training for tonight's Champions League quarterfinal against Real Madrid. The England captain was expected to face Japan last Tuesday, but he was rested after suffering a minor issue. Kane missed Bayern's previous game, but manager Vincent Kompany is happy to make a late call.
Everybody in the club, including myself, and especially Harry Kane, knows how important this game is. I think it's still always the right thing to have a discussion with each player to make sure that you get the thumbs up. And when we decide it's a go, then it's a go with no more extra thinking about it.
Real Madrid could welcome back more key players from injuries and suspension for tonight's first leg at the Bernabeu. Federico Valverde and Vinicius Jr. are expected to return to the starting 11, and Alvaro Arbeloa also hopes to give England international Jude Bellingham some minutes.
What's changed is having Bellingham back on the pitch is that we are a better team. He has unique qualities compared to other players, and when he's on the field, we need to adapt both him to the teammates and the teammates to him.
Both of tonight's first legs kick off at 8 o'clock. Lincoln boss Michael Scubala says hard work from everyone has got them back to the second tier of English football for the first time in 65 years. The League One leaders sealed promotion to the Championship yesterday with a 2-1 win against Reading. It extends their unbeaten run to 24 matches, and Scubala says the squad have grafted in all areas.
Training pitch, behaviours, mentality, everything you want to see in a group, we just tried that every day, and this group of players has been the best group of players I've ever worked with.
Former Shelburne player Jack Moylan scored a 96th minute winner on the day that Lincoln secured promotion. He says it was a special moment for him.
It's the best feeling in the world. Genuinely, it's something I've dreamed of my whole life, dreamed of the last week when I knew I wasn't going to be playing, that you come on, you get your big moment, you have to take it. And yeah, it's years of sacrifice, years of moments to lead up to that moment that you need to stand up and be counted. And yeah, it's just such a special feeling.
Coventry boss Frank Lampard says they know what they have to do to secure promotion to the Premier League. The Championship leaders could go up at the weekend after their 0-0 draw away to Hull, who are still 5th and still in with an outside chance of automatic promotion. Lampard says hosting the bottom team Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday doesn't necessarily make their task easier.
Try and win the game that's in front of us. Don't take anything for granted. Whether we talk about Sheffield Wednesday, everyone expects that's a given for us. We have to make it that way and respect Sheffield Wednesday when they come to our place. I know that we're getting closer, but we've got to do our job.
Harry Maguire has signed the new contract with Manchester United, which will keep him at Old Trafford until June 2021. 2027. His future had been in doubt after he was in and out of the team under Ruben Amorim, but he's become a regular since Michael Carrick took charge. Maguire was also part of the recent England squad for the international games and will be hoping to be part of Thomas Tuchel's World Cup squad this summer. And Wales captain and former Arsenal midfielder Aaron Ramsey has retired from professional football with immediate effect. The 35-year-old, who'd been without a club since he left Mexican side Pumas last year, is now expected to pursue a career in coaching. Ramsey scored 21 goals in 86 appearances for Wales and represented his country at three major tournaments. He played a key role in their historic run to the Euro 2016 semi-finals. He even earned a place in UEFA's team at the tournament. Ramsey also played at the Euros in 2021 and then the World Cup in 2022, which was the first time Wales had appeared at a World Cup for 64 years. He started his career at boyhood club Cardiff before a 2008 move to Arsenal, where he won three FA Cups during his 11 years with the club. He also had spells at Juventus, Rangers, Nice and a second stint at Cardiff, and he was even interim manager at the end of last season. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.